The donut hole is a peculiarity of this particular drug benefit plan. What its more technical name would be a gap in coverage. And how it works is that, without getting into too many numbers, after an individual has about $250 of expenses, the program pays for 75% of the cost up until the person's total drug costs are about $2,250 a year. Then the next $2,850, that hunk of cost is entirely borne by the individual enrollee. Thereafter, and now we're talking about a limit of $5,100, any further drug costs beyond that point, the government program or the Medicare program pays 95%. So it's an extremely generous coverage at the high end, this so-called catastrophic coverage. But for people whose annual drug costs would be between $2,250 a year and $5,100 a year, they are facing a gap of $2,850 where they bear the entire cost. There is really nothing comparable in any private drug plan in affecting any age group. And in fact, some of the Medicare alternatives that some private plans are covering have made a conscious effort to eliminate the donut hole. Now, how they've done that is with a higher deductible than the $250 and with a lower payment percentage. That is, they're not going to cover 75%. They're going to cover some lower number, more like 50%, but they will have that same coverage throughout the range of drug costs rather than having this relatively more generous coverage and then it just stopping. That was put in, again, no one designed it that way, no one wanted it, but there was an overwhelming feeling that people with really serious drug expenditures on the order of $5,000-$6,000 a year should have extensive coverage, and this plan does that. But that's a relatively small minority of seniors. To make this plan more popular, to make it politically saleable, to make it a benefit to the politicians who were putting it forward, it had to be more broadly applicable. Or to put it more bluntly, more people had to get a benefit from this than just the folks with very high-end prescription drug benefits. So they wanted a relatively low deductible and a fairly significant copayment percentage for the great bulk of seniors whose drug costs are less than $3,000 a year. So the twin decisions of covering most of the costs for people with very high drug expenses and providing a significant, visible, appreciated benefit for the great bulk of seniors meant that something had to give. And what had to give was basically the middle, where there is this gap of $2,850 in most plans where the enrollee pays the full cost.